Welcome to the DC Daily Drop, your one-stop shop for today's important news in DC movies, TV, and comics. Here are your hosts, Tom and Zach.
Welcome to a Thursday, May 25th edition of the DC Daily Drop. I'm Tom.
And I'm Zach.
And I have seen Wonder Woman, but I will not give any spoilers. I will not give any review. I'm not going to give any reaction or anything like that right now. But we did pre-record our preview for next week, so I'm not going to try to tip my hand on what I think of it or anything, but yeah, we will be, fan screenings were last night, but we've got some other news to get into.
So first up, Doug Liman has left Justice League Dark, Dark Universe, whatever they're going to call it, and Warner Brothers is already looking at replacements, according to an article from Variety. Boris Kitt also tweeted that IT director Andy Muschietti
is it IT? Oh, is it? I don't know anything about it. Okay.
Yeah, it's a horror film with, it's like a remake of, never mind. All right. Boris Kitt said that he's one name on the list already. There's speculation that this is because of scheduling. Liman is doing Chaos Walking, which was recently greenlit for a summer filming. And so speculation is that maybe he is leaving this to go do that since it's already in the works. And we don't really know when Justice League Dark is going to film or start going. So not much other than that. Anything to add, Tom?
No, this isn't terribly shocking. I like Doug Liman, and I wanted to see what he would do with Dark Universe, and you know, he was just talking about it last week, and he's been working on it in some capacity since I think it was August. But you know, we also talked about, you know, this is a possibility as a 2018 film a while back, but we also said we don't know when he's going to get started because he had Chaos Walking, he's got another Edge of Tomorrow film, he had a lot going on. So I'm bummed that he's leaving, but it sounds like, you know, it just, he had these two films that were close to the same point, and the one, you know, Chaos Walking was greenlit, they're going to be filming soon, and you know, WB probably wasn't quite ready to start filming Dark Universe, but they probably want to before he's done with Chaos Walking, so it made sense for him to depart. Yeah, and it looks, but they're already, it seems like it's still quite a priority if they're already looking at directors, and with looking at IT director, I mean, it probably signals that it's going to be more of a horror film than we originally thought. Yeah, it's always a bummer when a good director like this leaves, but it's, you know, when they've got, with all the films that are in development right now, and especially long-term out development, like films that might be multiple years away, directors come and go all the time. You know, we're going to talk about Wonder Woman. They've had, I don't even know how many directors since attached to it since the 90s. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes that just happens. And directors come and go a lot. It seems like a lot because DC's had a string of them. You know, a few of them in the 6 months or so. But that's just how it goes with big budget blockbusters that take several years to develop.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, the main thing that I take away from this, just guessing, is that that means Justice League Dark is coming relatively soon if they're moving on this, and if he had to leave because he's filming this summer. So that's good news if it's coming soon, because that's a movie that I want to see.
Yeah. So Wonder Woman, tons of news continues. One cool thing, according to Fandango, who surveyed more than 10,000 people, Wonder Woman has been named the number one most anticipated summer movie, and that counts anything from Memorial Day to Labor Day. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's really cool. I am one of the people, I wasn't surveyed, but I would say that I anticipate it the most.
Yeah, and you know, not to be a buzzkill or anything, that doesn't mean it'll have the biggest box office of the summer or anything like that, but they surveyed 10,000 people who are moviegoers, and they put Wonder Woman number one. So that's pretty cool. In other Wonder Woman news, there was a Supergirl had a promo during the finale, and it was since been released online for Wonder Woman, featuring Melissa Benoist, Terry Hatcher, Linda Carter, and Kyler Lee. That's out there about the boots, if you want to check that out. The review embargo for the film has been moved. They had a temporary date, and they now have the official date. It's going to be this coming Monday at 9 p.m. Pacific time, midnight Eastern. So Tuesday morning, basically, Eastern time. This is pretty standard for WB. A lot of people try to read into what the company thinks of a film by when they have the review embargo. WB has historically been pretty last minute, the week of release, you know, for films that have done poorly critically and for films that have done very well. You know, this is similar to Mad Max, similar to Fantastic Beasts, similar to Batman v Superman and Suicide Squad. The week of is pretty standard for that.
Yep.
Which also means you might want to stay away. Well, with the fan screenings and everything, I'm sure there are spoilers out there, but it's another reminder. Stay away if you don't want reviews or anything like that. And we won't cover them on the show until after the film is out, in terms of what the reviews actually say. IMAX had exclusive posters for Queen Hippolyta and General Antiope. Pretty cool looking if you want to check them out. I like that the focus has been on Wonder Woman in all the posters, but I'm glad that they gave these two characters posters.
Yeah, and the little bit of stuff we have seen for them just looks really cool. Like, they're going to have a lot of action, and these posters just add to that hype that I have for these characters too.
Yep, and the UK premiere of the film, you know, kind of sad news here, has been canceled due to the Manchester, out of respect for the Manchester bombing. Sad news, obviously, not because the premiere's canceled, but obviously with the bombings.
Yep.
And Fandango also asked Patty Jenkins about a potential sequel to Wonder Woman, and you know, she was asked if she would like to do more, and she said, "It's definitely something I'm very, very, very interested. I love what we've created, and I love the team that I worked with doing it, and these actors so much that, yeah, we're all very excited to talk about continuing forward together." And asked what it might be, she said, "I think it's very important that she goes on to be a very international superhero. She can't wait to bring her to America as well." And it might have something to do with the years between where the first film ends, you know, with one, with between that and present day. And it said it's something that one will know soon, like what she's been doing all of these years, but it's definitely something I have thought a lot about. So I don't know if that means, you know, some of that's going to be addressed in Justice League, or if that's where she's leaning to go with a sequel. I know in the past she talked about, perhaps present day for the sequel. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, this might be, maybe outside of Star Wars, the most excited I've been for a sequel of a film that I haven't seen yet. but yeah, I'm really excited that they're talking about sequels already, and obviously it's exciting to think about maybe having some more time in between. I'm sure there's a lot of stories they can tell with Wonder Woman. It's a big span of time between World War One and current day, so pretty cool.
Yeah, and a sequel hasn't been greenlit or you know, put in active development or anything like that, but it's encouraging based on, you know, what we heard earlier, what we talked about earlier with it being the most anticipated summer movie. It kind of coincides with, you think that they would want a sequel. Obviously we still don't know the critical and financial reception, but people seem to be excited for this based on that survey. And the last Wonder Woman thing, To Be Human, which is a song by Sia that was created specifically for the soundtrack, has been released on YouTube. So you can check that out if you so choose.
Moving on to animated movie news, Batman and Harley Quinn released a first trailer. Entertainment Weekly has an exclusive for that. The film's going to release this summer, and it's a full 2-minute trailer, a lot of stuff to see, a lot of funny interaction with Harley and Batman and Nightwing, and get to see them go to Star Labs, and we see quite a bit of Poison Ivy and Plant Master kind of coming up with their plan and turning a mouse into a flowering mouse or something. They're gonna kill people with plants, that's basically all I know. But yeah, this looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it looks like how they described it. It's kind of a lighthearted action adventure with Batman and Harley and Nightwing. So yeah, and very much, you know, we've seen a little bit already, but very much in the style of Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah,
so it looks like it should be a little fun one shot. And on to the last thing today is animation TV news. So, you know, DC Superhero Girls is a very popular line of merchandise and toys and everything like that. And they've also got the YouTube digital webisodes, the short webisodes. Well, it looks like it's apparently turning into an animated TV series that's going to air on Cartoon Network starting in 2018. Warner Brothers Animation has already begun working on the series, so it's it looks like it's going to expand. And it's apparently going to build on the direct-to-video movies, as well as the digital webisodes launched in 2015 on YouTube. That's according to the Deadline article. And yeah, there's been two movies and tons of webisodes, and it's very popular.
Yeah, and I'm sure this will increase the awareness and audience of this line of these characters quite a bit. Probably people who aren't seeking this out will maybe just flip to Cartoon Network and see it, or their kids will see it. And it's just cool. There's a lot of different opportunities now for people to kind of get their first gateway into the world of DC and just the crazy depth of characters that they have.
Yeah, I agree. And this is a cool thing for, it's more mature than, it's still targeted at children, but it's more mature than like Teen Titans Go, at least from what I've seen so far. So this is a cool way to get people introduced to these characters. And it is superhero girls, but it's not, and girls, you know, it's primarily focused on the female characters, but it also has tons of other characters from DC and male characters, tons of male characters as well. So it's a good introduction for those. All right. Well, that is all we've got for today. Thanks for listening, and we will be back again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out DC Daily Drop on Twitter, Facebook, and DCDailyDrop.com. Drop by tomorrow for more DC news.